Now, the Wolf administration no longer has the authority to pay social service providers. And does that include your organization? And what percent of your monies come from the state?
Most of our monies come from the state. I'm going to say about 80%, but not directly. We live on the services that we provide and the billing that we do. So we live on what comes through the door. And those state monies are managed by CBH in Philadelphia and by Magellan in the surrounding counties, in Bucks County and Montgomery County and Delaware County. So the issue would be that when we bill for Medicaid services, which are funded by the state, if that funding is not delivered to the Medicaid HMOs, they eventually won't have the money to pay us.
What are the range of services and clients that your organization serves?
We serve children with more intensive behavioral health needs. We specialize in autism, and we serve children and their families. So at any given time, we have about 1,000 clients. Some of them have more resources than others. Many, many are very underserved and live in a great deal of poverty and with a lot of difficulty. So the services are very, very important.
To what extent was this impasse anticipated?
To some extent, we learned to live with this. This is certainly not the first time, and it probably won't be the last. The last time this happened, it was resolved within a month or so, and it didn't have much impact. The time before that, when this happened, CBH in Philadelphia was forced to start paying partial money on services delivered.
And did that entail staffing or service cuts?
For my agency, for Philadelphia Mental Health Center, it didn't, because we work really hard to anticipate not the specifics of this situation, but to know that monies are going to come and go. We have to work on a really tight budget and be very, very careful. But many smaller agencies that may not be able to have the savings behind them or to have the resources or even to have the vision to survive in the nonprofit world simply closed the last time this happened, and it went beyond 90 days.
You cited the center's focus on autism-related services, though I imagine if this impasse continues, would it be important to prioritize being able to continue to offer services for those in acute need?
We'd have a hard time drawing those lines between which children were more needy than other children. We also deal with children who are bipolar, schizophrenic, very high-level ADHD, children with lots and lots of different kinds of needs. And how do you say to a family, I'm sorry, I know the state has said you're entitled to services, and I know the insurance says they're going to cover you, and I know that we've put you under psychiatric and psychological care, and we have a therapist going out to your house, and we have family therapy going on, but we're going to stop that because we're not getting paid. It's not ethical. We can't do that. And that's the problem for the behavioral health agencies, that we really, if this goes on too long, we become trapped in the middle. I mean, what are we going to do? Are we going to say, I'm sorry, our bills weren't paid, so we can't pay our staff, so we can't be there for your child who has a prescription for service? A prescription for service at this level of intense mental health need is like a prescription for an antibiotic. So if we only have the money to buy 3 pills out of a round of 10 for antibiotic treatment, should we just give the child 3?
That would not be effective.
There's no point. There's really no point. We really need to continue the course of treatment.
Carrie, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thank you very much for talking with me tonight.
Carrie Parnes is CEO of Philadelphia Mental Health Center.